Geek Radio Daily for Friday, May 1st, 2009. All the geek and mayday on the line. I don't know why that was in a bad accent there. Hey, welcome to the weekend. It's Fridays with Flynn. Thank you so much for stopping here. With who did you say? Well, me, of course, the wonderful Billy Flynn.
Well, ladies, the pleasure was all mine. The only thing that matters in the end.
Wouldn't you come right down to it? We'll be taking a look at some movies today, and your Geekified News is coming up. First off, let's talk about what happened today. This date in 1847, the Smithsonian Institution was formally dedicated in Washington, D.C., ensuring a bad Ben Stiller movie would eventually get made. This date in 1931, the Empire State Building in New York was dedicated and opened to the public, the world's tallest building at the time. 102 floors, well, there was 103rd, but we don't want to talk about it. Giant apes. This date in 1932, scientists split the atom. It's a good idea. This date in 1939, Detective Comics number 27 and Batman hit the stands. This date in 1941, Citizen Kane, directed and starring Orson Welles, premiered at RKO Palace Theater in New York. And on this date in 1964, the first BASIC program was run on a computer. Wow. 10, smile, 10, 20, go to 10. Ha, fun. Happy birthday's going out to Darius McCrary, not Darius Rucker, totally different. Darius McCrary's 33. That's Eddie Winslow on Family Matters. Yeah, the guy that wasn't as cool as Urkel. Julie Benz is 37. She's Rita Bennett on Dexter. Wes Anderson, 40. He's writer-director of Rushmore, The Royal Tenenbaums. Funny, funny stuff. Marilyn Milian is 48. She's the current judge on the People's Court. And a little hot. Joel Rosenberg is 55 years old. Sci-fi author, Guardians of the Flame series you might be familiar with. Ray Parker Jr., 55, guitarist, songwriter. He wrote a little song called The Other Woman. But you probably know him from some little independent film that he wrote a song for called Ghostbusters. John Woo, 63, Pigeons in Slow Motion. And Anne Robinson, 74. She was Sylvia Van Buren in the 1953 classic War of the Worlds. Tonight, on some television, it's all new stuff over on CBS. A new ghost whisperer. There's a dollhouse full of ghosts. No, not the... They're not crossing the show. They're not going over to Fox. I'm just saying there's a haunted dollhouse on the ghost whisperer. Wah, change me. Flashpoint numbers on tonight. ABC's got Wife Swap. Super Nanny. And 2020, NBC with a rerun of How We Do It, two of them, and then the special two-hour Dateline. Over on Fox, they're wrapping up all the episodes of Prison Break, followed by Dollhouse, in which Adele searches for answers. Should Adele keep searching for answers, or should she keep on chasing pavements, even though they lead nowhere? On tonight on the CW, a new episode of Everybody Hates Chris, and a new episode of The Game. Over on AMC, American Movie Classics, King Kong, the 1976 version of King Kong. Jessica Lange, Charles Grodin, Jeff Bridges. A lot of folks in that. A lot of folks in that. And, you know, he doesn't climb the Empire State Building. He climbs the World Trade Towers. And they do have a life-size robotic Kong, which is used in one scene. It's horrible. Rick Baker in an ape suit for most of it. It's goofy fun. But, you know. Anyway. Animal Planet, a new escape to Chimp Eden. Maybe they'll find Kong. Country Music Television showing Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? Fantastic. Food Network, it's a challenge. The Texas Steak Cook-Off. As long as it's not chicken fried steak, because damn it, nobody ever needs to eat that. Ever. New sci-fi channel, Primeval, the team deal with dodos. Huh? Wow. I didn't know the GRD crew guest starred on it. Spike TV. Hills Have Eyes. Over there on Turner Classic Movies, it's Dr. No, followed by From Russia with Love, okay. TLC on Wild Weddings, brides can't stand the word blood, and she faints. Just from the word blood. Ah! Okay. Ion Channel, showing Rocky IV. That's the one, well, sure, it's got Dolph Lundgren, but it's also the one that has a robot. Yeah, a robot. FX Channel showing The Devil Wears Prada. History Channel, Patton 360, looks at a rogue general. But if I'm watching anything this fine evening, it's going to be on the Hallmark Channel. Because when tragedy strikes, a high school athlete quits football to achieve his friend's goal of running a mile in under 4 minutes. Tonight, Treat Williams and Joanna Goen are chasing a dream.
You've got mail.
Taking a peek in the GRD mailbag. Chasing a dream. Really? Chasing a dream. That's what they called it. Chasing a... It's a four-minute mile. You're not even chasing anything. Okay, fine. Checking the good old GRD mailbags. Gentle geeks, let me try this again. It's the last time my email kept getting bounced. Really? There wasn't enough email in your account to cover... Okay. Thank you for your splendid show. It is high quality and consistently produced and has the added benefit of high class and sophisticated hosts. Wow. First off, let me say thank you. Second off, let me say, are you sure you're listening to the right show? I was unable to attend Starfest here in Denver, but would have loved to have met you at Casa Bonita. My parents have written me out of their will since I used to make them go there monthly when I was a child, about 25 years ago. I recently returned with my own son and learned that none of the attractions or decor has changed in 25 years. That really made me wonder about what I was putting in my mouth. Let me tell you here and now, not good stuff. Anyway, until the Roger Rabbit sequel features Shadow Hair, make mine GRD. That's Derek in Denver. Derek, you know, it was crazy. I was sick, and we had the whole snow contention going on. We had really planned to put it out there for anyone to list it, and we would all just go on a great big convoy over to Casa Bonita. But, yeah, you're right. That stuff doesn't look like it's changed at all. I've never been before, but from, you know, with Dex and everyone was telling me, yeah, that's the exact same stuff that's just always been there. And yeah, I think they did say that about the food, too. In fact, the tray that I picked up, I believe, was sitting there for 6 years. Okay, that's a bit of an exaggeration. Let's see. Are you doing a street crew for Wolverine? Or will it be close to Star Trek? Plus, happy 1st of May. Now, if I could just get this darn Colton song out of my head. Love and celebration of spring with a crazy little thing called... Wait, you don't carry an explicit tag, do you? Drace. Aw, the wonderful GRD mascot, Drace. No, we don't really want to carry the explicit tag because people might point at us and laugh, and we don't need that. A street crew for Wolverine. Well, that would be, that technically probably would have been last night. So, no, we're really not probably going to do one. Flintstress is sick. She's not feeling well at all. This is 2 days in a row. She's had to miss out on school. And if you notice, my voice is starting to sound a little weird. I took some DayQuil just in case. I know I just got over being sick, but, you know, better forewarned than forearmed. But if I had forearms, I could punch more people at the same time. We are definitely going to be next Thursday night at the IMAX Theater that I've already forgotten where it is, but I will find out. We'll get it up there. But we are going to be doing a street crew for that. We'll be at the, I think it's there. They're doing a 7 o'clock or an 8 o'clock showing of Star Trek, one a little earlier in the evening. We're definitely going to be there for that one. So if you want to come join us, we'll be there. Just come by the forums at geekradiodaily.com, and we'll talk about it a little bit more there. If you would like to drop us a piece of mail, you always can. All you would ever have to do to make that happen is simply just write a letter to podcast Billy Flynn, Vicar, the Bruce, or Flintstress, all of us available at geekradiodaily.com. Friday means we're checking your movies that are coming out. Of course we're going to do that. And of course, peek at your Geekified news coming up on this Friday, May 1st edition, Mayday, Mayday, Mayday of Geek Radio Daily.
Hey everyone, I'm Chris.
And I'm Cliff.
And we're Christians. And we've been made into a stereotype of people who just don't enjoy science fiction.
Well, they're just silly.
That's right, Clifford. Because here at The Jesus Geeks, we do mix theology, our love for Jesus, and also our love for everything geeky into a fun podcast.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yes, it is, Clifford. And this amazing podcast can be found at www.thejesusgeeks.com. So remember, everyone, for the latest on entertainment, culture, and the geek lifestyle from a Christian point of view, tune into The Jesus Geeks.
We're the Christian missionaries to the geek culture.
Or we could be the geek missionaries to the Christian culture.
Ooh.
So remember, everyone, if you're a geek-loving Christian out there, check out The Jesus Geeks podcast at www.thejesusgeeks.com.
Geek Radio Daily, Friday, May 1st, 2009. Why is the flu going around? Why I got to be swine? Seriously, folks, wash your hands, cover your mouth when you cough, and you're probably going to be just fine. Plenty of fluids. Get some rest. You look tired, Bubby. Have some soup.
I got an idea for a movie.
Doesn't everybody?
Friday, another weekend upon us, and time to go on out to the movies. Coming out today in wide release, you've got Battle for Terra in 3D if you're at the right theater. Luke Wilson, Dennis Quaid, Justin Long. It's a conflict between the inhabitants of a peaceful world and the human warriors who want to colonize it. See, you notice that? Human warriors, peaceful world, huh? Huh? This is another example of where we are the bad guys. I got to see a clip of this when I was at Starfest. Dex got from Screen Geeks got to see like the whole thing, so he could tell you more about it than me. But yeah, that looks pretty cool to me. Something that doesn't look pretty cool at all is Matthew McConaughey and Jennifer Garner and Michael Douglas in Ghost of Girlfriend's Past. Now you know this one. He's a celebrity photographer who loves just women and just running around, blah, 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 blah. He goes to his brother's wedding to try to score with some more chicks, and his uncle's ghost tells him that his life's wrong, and Ghost of Girlfriend's Past, it's Ebenezer Scrooge. It's A Christmas Carol, except they don't acknowledge that they are borrowing their entire movie from A Christmas Carol. They're passing this off as a completely original property. I know the women are going to go see it anyway because of Matthew McConaughey, but seriously, you're not helping your own cause, ladies. You're really, really, really not. And let's see. Oh, yeah. There is just some little independent film called X-Men Origins Wolverine, which is out today. Hugh Jackman reprises the role that Doe Gray Scott really wishes he hadn't turned down at this point, as we go to find out why. You know, what happened? What's the deal behind Wolverine? Now, again, I have not seen this. I did not download it off some special internet thing that I don't even know what that means. I just will say that of all the backstory that Wolverine could possibly have had, really? This is a movie you're coming out with? Really? That's the one? All right. I guess on Monday we'll find out exactly how all these films pay off.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News! Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. Let's go ahead and get this right out the way. Roberto Orci has said that Frank Welker is doing the voice for Soundwave. Yeah, we all knew that, but we didn't have confirmation. So, in an interview, he was asked who's doing the voice of Soundwave. He said, Welker, that's official? I think so. Uh-oh. Well, it might be something I just told you for the first time, but yeah, I think so. I'm sorry, that's exciting to me because Frank Welker should have been in the first movie. At least he gets into the second one. So let's move on to your bigger story. The rumors were true. Disney has joined Hulu. It bought a 30% stake in Hulu, so now Disney, which includes ABC, since they own that, ABC Prime, you know, stuff, Grey's Anatomy, Samantha Who, Ugly Betty, of course, Lost, all coming to Hulu. ABC Family stuff coming, ABC Daytime stuff, classic series, like stuff that didn't, you know, make it, like Commander-in-Chief from Gina Davis, it took a little bit. Who Wants to Be a Millionaire if you want to watch old ones of that? And, you know, stuff off of the Disney Channel all coming to Hulu, so you now have more free options. Why are you still paying for cable? Todd McFarlane talks in an interview about how he has 5 offers on the table to do a new Spawn film, from big special effects studio budgets to smaller independent films, and he would rather this to be a smaller, low-budget independent film because he hopes to write and direct himself. I wish you luck on that, sir. The Fusion Hybrid, Ford Fusion Hybrid, took the 1,000-mile challenge. It started at 8:15 on Saturday, April 25th, from Mount Vernon, Virginia. Ended 5:37 a.m. George Washington Parkway in Washington, D.C. After more than 69 continuous hours of driving, the Fusion Hybrid finally depleted its tank and came to a stop with an odometer of 1,445.7 miles, setting a world record for gasoline-powered midsize sedans. Basically, they were getting something like 81 miles a gallon off of this hybrid. Now, it's supposed to be able to get about 44, so they almost doubled that. And, you know, they did a bunch of things like driving the way that you're supposed to and not the way that you and I normally do. But that's outstanding. And I really want one of those cars. I really want one of them right now. You also got to check out the Shotes because there's the Chandra X-ray Observatory can actually cut through. You know when you look up in space and you see all this cool nebulas and stuff with all the stars in them? This can take out the nebula and just look at the stars. It actually lets you see everything that's up in the night sky. It takes a scientist to explain it. I'm far too mad. But yeah, that's pretty cool. An online game that allows players to stage fights involving Jesus, Muhammad, and other religious figures was withdrawn after Muslim protest. The Faith Fighter game is, quote, incendiary in its content and offensive to Muslims and Christians, said a spokesman for the Jeddah-based Islamophobia Observatory of the Organization of Islamic Conference. Faith Fighter was just some game that somebody made and put up on a site, which now means that you had never heard of it before, and you absolutely will now, because now you will definitely play it no matter what happens. And finally, when Jared Woods decided to hand in his notice, he did it in a very, very geeky way. He's a game developer, works at 2K Australia, embedded his resignation advice in a game that he created, which he then forwarded to his boss and colleagues. Okay, why not? Quote, thank you, 2K Australia. You gave me a paycheck, an incredible project, and a world-class team to learn from, but my princess is in another castle. My last day is June 5th, so I can probably sign off with a game that was built in Flash, and it was fantastic. Post on his website, but dude, that's just tremendous. Thank you for being a geek among geeks. Geek Radio Daily. Please subscribe at iTunes. Write a review while you're there. Hey, stop by the forums at geekradiodaily.com for your unsubstantiated rumor for the day. Fox News reports not only is the world ending in 2012, so is the internet. We're running out of bandwidth. Sure. GRD licensed under the Creative Commons Attributions Non-Commercial Non-Derivative Works United States 3.0 license. Please drop us a line at podcast Billy Flynn, Vicar, the Bruce, or Flintstress at geekradiodaily.com.
Okay, we've got the remake of King Kong tonight. It's the one that Dino De Laurentiis did in the 70s, the one that kind of implies that Jessica Lange actually falls in love with the gorilla. So, hey, they're in New York, there's moonlight, what are you going to do, right? You can't really improve on the original King Kong, but I think Dino did an okay job with this one. Let's look at those drive-in totals. We have 17 dead bodies, 2 breasts, tribal dancing, multiple ape suits, rampaging giant monkey, Charles Grodin pancake, subway bashing, multiple explosions, a copter crash, and of course, in the words of Dino De Laurentiis, when monkey die, everybody cry.